Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to talk about the company results I promised you a short while ago, and that's digging deeper into one of the retail groups that you and I might be very familiar with, Spar. Spar's latest financial results, its interim earnings, do show that their turnover has increased by at least 7.9%. Profits were flat, but there's some interesting changes in terms of the turnaround strategy that the business is looking to implement. Angelo Swartz, Group CEO at Spar, joins us now for more. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Angelo, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Gugu, and I'm glad you're familiar with our stores.
Oh, we certainly are, South Africans. We need to eat, right? And we do our best to shop at stores that do offer value for money. And maybe let's start there, just by taking a look at the South African environment specifically. And if myself and many other South Africans are still filling up our baskets, or are the baskets getting smaller?
Well, on the face of it, baskets are growing in the most technical sense. But I think more to the spirit of your question, I think the economy is quite tough, and people are having to tighten their belts, and we're certainly seeing that in consumer behavior. People are definitely buying down and trying to be more efficient in the money they spend to get more for less. And that's definitely playing out across all segments in our business, and I would imagine across the food retail sector in general.
We certainly are seeing that. And maybe let's also contextualize how the cost challenges have also been an impact in South Africa, especially if we take a look at load shedding, despite the fact that we haven't had it in the last 2 months.
Yeah. We've had a lucky 2 months. but the cost of load shedding certainly has impacted retail in general, probably less so in our case because we act primarily as a wholesaler. So the cost of diesel impacts our business massively, but we generally don't have to run huge generators to keep our business going. But it certainly has impacted our retail partners, our independent retailers, and hurt their pockets in the last 18 months or so with historic high levels of load shedding. And we know from the market that that's not unique to us, and it's become just one of those costs of business that we need to try and live with, as hard as it is. There certainly seem to be green shoots, and I think the last 2 months have been helpful. From what one hears out in the marketplace, it seems as if a corner has been turned. Let's hope that turns out to be true.
Well, let's certainly hope so, especially given the macroeconomic factors and potential changes we could see in interest rates. Before we touch on your international operations, I do just want to keep to the South African audience and maybe help us contextualize how Spar is positioning itself there. For some time, it was said that there was really stiff competition between yourself and the likes of Woolworths to tap into that more affluent customer. Do they have a level of resilience that you're still looking to tap into?
Yes, I think so. I think Google, the spa business is often misunderstood. We really have a strong base in township and in the rural economy and do exceptionally well there. But we do well at the top end of the market too. So we uniquely placed in the one retailer who uses one brand across all segments. And I think that has helped us over the years. We do certainly have great stores in the wealthier communities in South Africa, but great stores in the poorer ones as well. I wouldn't necessarily want to target ourselves against one particular competitor. Our aim is to run businesses that are family run and family managed and serve the communities in which they operate, regardless of where that is. And I think we do a great job of that and have a great affinity with our customers because our stores are privately owned by people who in the main live in the communities they serve and therefore understand them as well as anybody ever can.
Got you. And on that note, not only serving communities, but also having the necessary systems in place, the SAP rollout, we know that was met with challenges just over the last year or two. Is that concern over us, I guess behind us now?
No, it's not quite behind us. I think we've made a lot of progress in that space. We had three real challenges in the immediate aftermath of the changeover, and it was limited to our KZN facility. And those challenges were one, what our customers experienced and our independent retailers experienced when they got their truck at their back door, whether they got that truck in full and on time, and that was impacted severely in the immediate aftermath of the changeover. I think we've bedded that down and largely resolved that issue. The second issue was productivity in our warehouses was significantly impacted, or in our KZN warehouse was significantly impacted. And I think we've gotten our arms around that too and largely managed that to pre-implementation levels. We are still struggling to get our margin, our trading margin, up to the levels that we've become accustomed to in KZN, and that has weighed on our performance. We've identified what the problem is, and we have some very clever people writing scripts to overcome that problem. We expect that to be deployed somewhere towards the end of August or early September, and from there on, I think it'll take some time, but we will start ramping up to our normal level of profitability in that business unit.
Definitely. I must tell you, the first time I traveled to Switzerland and I saw a spa, I was flabbergasted. I thought, oh my goodness, one of our retailers here. And upon doing more research when I was a much younger journalist, then I eventually got comfortable with knowing that spa operates in markets like Ireland, Austria and the UK, all with varying operational experiences. But Poland is the one that certainly stands out in your results today, right? Given the exit that you're looking to implement in that country.
Yes, so we entered Europe. I guess in a sense it was counter to the narrative in the broader South African economy at the time, in around 2014, when many South African companies were really looking to the future within Africa. We went counter to that trend and started acquiring businesses in Europe. We made our first really successful acquisition in Ireland. In 2014, a couple of years later, acquired Switzerland and still successfully operate under SPA license in both those countries. And in late 2019, early 2020, made a foray into Poland, a really badly timed foray since just after entering that market, COVID hit. And to be honest, we've never really recovered from that. We had some really bold expansion plans that never came to fruition, and we've carried a loss-making business there for some time, and have decided that to reprioritize, given where the broader spa business is, to focus back in our home market of SA, and we really have we're glad that we've been able to get to a point of nearly closing up a transaction to exit Poland, so that we can really focus all our attention on our home market of SA.
Yeah. Definitely. Thanks for providing the clarity and context around the international operations, because I think for us as South African consumers, we tend to ignore that consumers across the world are really under pressure, and businesses and retailers like your own are managing the different operating environments. And I'm hoping that you can just contextualize the kind of environment that you had to navigate within the UK, especially on the back of their dip into a technical recession, and of course just the stance on inflationary pressure and interest rates in those markets.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. I think as South Africans, we are often hard on ourselves, hard on our government, and hard on our economy. I think the reality that we face as a group and that we get exposure to is how tough the global economy has been since the end of the pandemic. We're really seeing record high inflation in countries where inflation was almost thought to be something of the past. The Swiss, our Swiss operations, our UK operations, and our Irish operations had operated in markets where inflation was something that just didn't exist and had to adapt fairly quickly. Oddly enough, our South African business, quite used to working in an inflation environment, was probably one of the easier transitions for us, although inflation picked up. We were used to operating in an environment like that. It really was quite a sobering and challenging environment for our management teams in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I think they've managed that well. But as you say, the context of the global economy right now is very uncertain. High interest rates in the West, again, one of those things that I think was inconceivable. Interest rates reaching 4% and 5%, government lending rates getting up to that sort of level in Europe, Switzerland, was unthinkable. And when it happened, the local economies were just unprepared for it.
Definitely.
Yeah, also, but I think our teams have managed it well. Particularly our Irish operations have reacted very well, and we're very happy with the results in those regions. Both Ireland and Switzerland showing strong growth at an operating profit level. Although the cost of debt at the moment has become restrictive in those environments, where before the cost of servicing debt was virtually negligible.
100%. Angelo, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Really appreciate the color and the context you've given us into understanding the company's results, and looking forward to touching base with you once the deal and the exit from Poland is official, confirmed, and I guess concluded. All the best with all your future engagements today.
Thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. That's the group CEO of SPA, Angelo Swartz. Next time you walk into a SPA, maybe tell them, I heard Angelo speaking to Kaya Biz, helping us understand that the pressure points are everywhere, and maybe South Africa's really been the more defensive market in terms of implementing these strategies. And yep, SPA does operate as a global retailer, Ireland, the UK, Switzerland, and as you've heard now, exiting Poland on the back of an opportunity that they explored, but unfortunately the macroeconomic environment not working out very favorably for them. Yep. Share your thoughts with us, 0636880959. And if there's anything I think that we should take away from today's conversations with many of the CEOs and executives we've been speaking to, from the CEO of MultiChoice Group, even to the CEO of SPA, what we are learning is that as business leaders and executives, you really place your bets, implement a strategy, look for growth opportunities in different markets, different regions, business avenues as well that might exist, in order to drive an increase in growth opportunities, right, that have a benefit for all stakeholders. But much like life, business also comes with its own complexities. You're dealing with the macroeconomic environment, which we all know is never entirely predictable. Things like the pandemic, rising inflation, global politics, and the wars that we see, and conflict within the Middle East and Russia and the Ukraine, have all had subliminal ripple effects that have impacted these businesses in a broader scheme. Even the countries they choose to operate in, when there's internal dynamics there, like currency fluctuations, changes in the government, instability in some of their policies and regulations, it impacts the bottom line. And I think, in as much as we're harsh and very critical about businesses not always making a sustainable profit, we do need to appreciate that business acumen really requires a team of resilience, a team of innovators, and business leaders who are also adaptable to respond to the changing needs of not only their businesses, their environments, but most importantly, the stakeholders they serve, being you and I, as customers, as employees, and as shareholders.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.